Halacha and Agada. Thank you very much. What is this? Coffee? It's cold. It's good. Don't worry about it. It's good. I don't need it. It's good. Yeah.
If you like,
leave.
The menorah, and you're going to go away, and you're going to have it burn for half hour. In the half hour, let's say it's the fifth day, two lights go out. Do you have to light those two? And when does the half hour, you lose out on time?
No, the halach in Meikar Hadin, if you put enough oil in the menorah to last for a half an hour, and according to the laws of nature, it should everything should go according to plan, and then all the candles go out after 1 minute, due to some unusual circumstance, you are exempt, you are potter, you have 100% fulfilled your obligation. Full credit. Now, if you happen to be home and it happens to be convenient for you to relight them, then kol hakavod. It's a nice thing to do. You should relight it. Yes, if you should relight it, definitely. But you're not obligated to. You anyway get credit no matter what. If you lit and there was enough oil, everything was ready to go, you get full credit. But it's a nice thing to relight. There are two reasons why you should relight it. Number one, because of chshat. Okay, so it says in the Poskim, because no, you don't want anyone to suspect. When it comes to Chanukah, we discussed this. In Chanukah, there's a very special inyan of maris ayin, of suspicion. And we explained this because the miracle of Chanukah came through the menorah. Chazal tell us the menorah every single day in the Beis Hamidosh there was a Chanukah miracle. The Ner Maravi lasted for 24 hours. There was Chanukah every day in the Beis Hamidosh. Al Hanisim was every single day. And Chazal tells, what is the significance of this miracle happening every single day? The answer is, Eidus, this was the way of Hashem saying testimony, Shehashchina, the Divine Presence, Shoira, it rests, be Yisrael. So the concept, this miracle of the Chanukah candles going, lighting more than the amount of time that they should, is a form of testimony. What is testimony? To make the reality known. Testimony is, these are the facts. Therefore, Chanukah, all of the mitzvahs in Shulchan Aruch, the mitzvah which we go to an extreme that no one should suspect that you're not doing the mitzvah, is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. That if you have two homes, you should light in both homes. You have two doorways, light in both. Okay, we don't want to go all these details today, but according to the Gemara, there are some situations where you have to go and light multiple locations because no one should suspect. What's the problem if they suspect? It's not true. They will think that you have not lit Chanukah candles. Okay, so let them think what they... Who cares what they think? I couldn't care less. You can think whatever you want to think about me. It doesn't bother me. No, Chanukah, it does. Because Chanukah, the essence of Chanukah is to establish what the true facts are. Eidus shehashchina shoira b'Yisrael. The menorah being lit more than it's allotted time is a statement of what the reality is. Do not make any mistake. I think Kadosh Baruch Hu is not with us. Hashem is with us. The world should know. Everyone should know this. When we mimic, when we imitate the Chanukah, the miracle of Chanukah, we imitate it in this fashion that no one should think for a second, I did not light Chanukah candles. That's false. I lit Chanukah candles. You just do not know that I live in a different city. I live in a different house. I have another entrance. I don't want anyone to think something that's not true, because the essence of Chanukah is to know what the truth is. So therefore, if your Chanukah candles go out after 5 minutes, according to the letter of the law, there is no obligation for you to relight those candles. You have fulfilled your obligation. However, maybe someone will pass by and will see that your Chanukiah is not lit, and they will suspect that you did not light Chanukah candles. So therefore, in order to prevent there being from any suspicion, you should relight the candles as an extra hidur mitzvah, not as an obligation. Okay, now let's discuss a couple of things. Mitzvah Shabbos. So we're going to jump around. I jotted down a couple of interesting things I found to be interesting. Mitzvah Shabbos is a very, very big dilemma. Big everything about Chanukah. I seem to find there's more machlekes about Chanukah than any other halach, even more than Avelos. And Avelos is different than Hagim. Chanukah, it's even more intense. The differences of opinion regarding almost every little thing. Okay, one of the things where there was no consensus, there's the disagreement, is when it comes to Mitzvah Shabbos, is there an Indian that you should run home super fast or daven Maariv even earlier than you normally would to light the Chanukah candles as soon as you possibly can after Shabbos is over? We know that the Ikar Zman to light Chanukah candles when it begins to get dark. It's not really when it's dark. That's already too late to light. You're supposed to light Chanukah candles, and different minhagim, what we're supposed to. Some hold that the correct zman is to light with sunset. The moment the sun sets, that's the ikur zman to light Chanukah candles. Some say you have to wait until it's tseis hakochavim. Now, not tseis hakochavim, until it's night. Tseis hakochavim, we discussed this, I think, 2 weeks ago, is not really night. Tseis hakochavim is a simin that night already has passed. When does night really begin? When it's dark. We unfortunately do not know how to define darkness. We don't have meters to define darkness. So Chazal said, what?
Different levels of darkness.
Right. So, but we can't really figure out when
so
it's dark.
The stars confirm that it's
right. But by the time the stars confirm, it's way after it got dark. That's pretty much how it comes out. When you see three medium stars in the sky, oh, now I know for sure that 20 minutes ago, it was night. It was Lila. It was night. And not 20 minutes ago, but when you see three stars, it's just a confirmation of something that now we know for sure. But when was it really Lila? Really, it was much before you can see the three stars. It's a very abstract time. When it comes to Chanukah, since the candles have to be lit for the entire duration, so we don't wait until it's 72 minutes. Even those who are on a regular Mitzvah Shabbos will not do a melacha until 72 minutes pass from sunset. They will light during the weekday. They're going to light candles not more than a half an hour, not more than 40 minutes after sunset. I don't think anyone holds you should light candles more than 40 minutes after sunset. I don't think such an opinion. In America, I do not believe there's any pesach that says that the zman for lighting Chanukah candles is later than 41 minutes. Oh, but 72 minutes. Yeah, for Shabbos, Chumrah, Melacha Deraisa. So you don't do Melacha Deraisa until 72 minutes pass. But Chanukah, you're supposed to light Chanukah when people are coming home from work and it's getting dark. And it's night, the people are coming home from work. Once you wait 72 minutes in ancient times, there's not a soul left in the street. So when is it getting dark? People coming from light, it's basically not later than 40 minutes. And that's already called late according to many opinions. That's already late. So I mean, the B'nai Torah, they light pretty much somewhere in the middle. That's what most of the B'nai Torah do. There are two basic opinions. Either I think the Gros says he's supposed to light with sunset, and the other Rishonim learn, another Achronim they learn, you're supposed to light when it's Laila. When is Laila? No one really can put their finger on when it's called the real Laila. And since Chanukah has to be lit for half an hour plus, so 40 minutes is called Laila. So what do? We try to cover both opinions. We try to cover the opinion of the Gra, and we try to cover the opinion of the other opinion. So if you light less than 30 minutes after sunset, you're lighting during the Zman of the Gra. It's still within a half an hour from sunset. And you are within a half an hour from the later Zmanim. So when you light somewhere in between sunset and Laila, and let's assume Laila's 40 minutes, you light in between, you're getting in the best of both worlds. And you let your candles light for a half an hour plus, even according to if you hold that the Zman first begins 45 minutes, so let it light 30 minutes after 45 minutes. Right now it's going to be 25 minutes, so it has to light 50 minutes. That's what pretty much almost everyone does. In between sunset and some Zman of Laila, you light the candles, and you let it light half an hour plus whatever time you want to be machmir, so it will be something like 45 minutes, 50 minutes, maybe an hour, and you're good to go according to all opinions. You're touching upon every single opinion. Now, here is the big problem. The big problem is mitzoy Shabbos. Because lighting candles is a malacha deraisa. So you're not going to light candles until Shabbos is over. How long do you normally wait until Shabbos? Over? Let's say you're from the machmirim, and you never did malacha your whole life, not before 72 minutes after sunset. Or even, let's say, 50 minutes. Probably no one in this room over here does malacha before 50 minutes. I can't imagine anyone here in this room does malacha less than 50 minutes. 50 minutes. That's what's accepted today, that you don't do malacha less than 50 minutes after sunset. So if you don't do malacha, but Hanukkah candles the whole week, if you have the luxury of not being home from work, okay, many people don't have that luxury, but if you do have the luxury of being home, let's say it's a Sunday night, okay, you have a Sunday night, you're not going to work, or you have off from work, or let's say you're going to be in the office until 11 o'clock at night, and you're going to tell your wife to light for you. So then when will you, and your wife is going to be home in Hawaii, you have little children picking up your children from school, so the wife is home at the so if I'm not going to light, you'll tell your wife to light in the ideal time. Or if you're off from work, you'll light the ideal time. And what's the ideal time? 25 minutes after sunset. So what's going on now? During the week, you're lighting 25 minutes after sunset. And Mitzvah Shabbos, you're not going to light until 72 minutes after sunset. Wow, you already missed the Zman. So maybe you can argue, once I've missed the Zman, I've missed it. So there's no need to rush home. There's no need to, if I'm anyway not going to light until 72 minutes, or let's say even 50 minutes, there's no need to rush. That is one approach that some Gedolim hold to be correct. Other Gedolim say no. The Iker Zman is 25 minutes after sunset. Due to technicalities, you can't do that Mitzvah Shabbos. But you are mechuyif to light as soon as you possibly can, closest to that 25 minutes. Lemai nafkamina. If you normally like to daven ma'ariv in a shul that takes it 20 minutes away from your house, they serve a good shalosh shudas there. So you go to that shul, it's a good 20-minute walk. So when you daven ma'ariv, it's taking you 20 minutes to walk home. Don't daven there, this Shabbos. Daven local. Go to your local shul so that you'll finish Ma'ariv earlier, or either you'll finish Ma'ariv Bizman, you won't have a 20-minute walk home. You'll be able to be home much, much faster. Or maybe sometimes you daven Ma'ariv a little bit earlier. It's not your custom every single Mitzvah Shabbos to daven Ma'ariv 72 minutes. I go to the very early, but they daven 40 minutes after sunset. And then, and they're finished davening by 55 minutes, already finished. So, and I do that. I do that very often. If you do that often, so you should also do it on Hanukkah, so that you can light as early as possible. If you never do it, then that's a different story. If you never, if you're a very big machmir, every Mitzvah Shabbos I daven. If that's what you do every Mitzvah Shabbos, everyone will tell you do what you normally do. But if you're the type of person that you waver sometimes like this, sometimes like this, because it doesn't really mean anything to you. As far as you're concerned, by me, Shabbos is over 50 minutes. Why do I sometimes go to this other shul? I like it there. I have some friends there. I have to schmooze with them. We have a good shalosh shus. We have a good speaker. I like going there. Oh, but it takes you another half an hour until you know. So no, I have nothing else to do with Mitzvah Shabbos. Not any rush.
You're neglecting Mosif Shabbos.
What?
You're neglecting Mosif Shabbos.
No, you're not neglecting Tosef Shabbos. You do Tosef Shabbos. Tosef Shabbos. You even if you dive into the early minyan, you'll always have 10 minutes of Tosef Shabbos. But to you, 10 minutes to you having an additional 20 minutes of Tosef Shabbos is not on your radar. It's not on your radar screen. I have every Mitzvah Shabbos, Tosef Shabbos, 10 minutes. I'm not mechuyev more than that, and it's a very nice thing. And even that probably really is really more than 10 minutes. Why then do I go to another shul? It's not because I'm so religious, because of Tosef Shabbos. I do because I have friends. That's the way it is. If that is indeed your attitude, which is fine, then Shabbos Hanukkah, the Poskim advise, being that the Zman is really 25 minutes after sunset, and you can't light candles until 50 minutes after sunset, just because you've missed the Zman, it does not give you an excuse to dilly-dally and to delay even more. Let's say you have a Rav who says Shalosh Shudas Torah. And his shul, the rule is he goes overtime. It's his shul. He sets the rules. So you don't like the rules, so don't go. There's a minion downstairs. For the people that cannot tolerate going overtime, there's a minion in the basement that davens bidiyuk. Okay, bidiyuk. I remember when I was a young Israel, the Esav Shalashus, if Shalashus went overtime by even, I'm not talking about a whole second. I'm talking about like the Olympics, like you know, like a hundredth of a second. Okay? If the Shalashus went overtime by a hundredth of a second, it was mamash, she had to call Hatzalah. Mamish pikuach nefesh, you can't even imagine. Okay, so I'm not talking about that situation. We're talking about a situation where they have that minion, but then there are certain types of people, the rabbi or whatever, they have a later minion, and they're not so medactic. Sometimes the rabbi will go 5 minutes overtime, he'll go 6 minutes overtime, but sometimes not. Sometimes the rabbi finishes early, and they wait 2-3 minutes till they're ready to stop a myra. If that's the time where they finish early, then the Shabbos Chanukah, the rabbi should make sure he finishes early. Because Mitzoy Shabbos Chanukah, you're late. You're late for the Zman of Hadlokas Neiros. Hadlokas Neiros is 25 minutes after sunset. You can't do that because you have to wait until technical reasons. But just because you have to wait does not give you permission to wait a second longer than is necessary. This is one school of thought. We have Shimon Zalman Arba held of this, and people, they even went to extremes, some people. They would bamish daven Ma'ariv before Shabbos is over entirely. And you know, you can even make Havdol before Shabbos is over. Yeah. You can make Havdol, there's no Eish, some, you can make Havdol, after Plag Mincha. After Plag Mincha, you can already make Havdol. Yeah. You can't do Malacha, you have to wait until Shabbos is over. So then you can mamish sit there and wait for the Shabbos to be over to the second to right away light your Chanukah candles. This is a popular school of thought that Mitzoy Shabbos Chanukah, quick. Rush. You have to light as soon as you human possibly can. And then there's a school of thought amongst the Paiskim, amongst the those who delve into Halacha, that Mitzoy Shabbos has an entirely different halachic status. When Chazal were misaki in the Zman of Hadlokas Neiros, it was only for the Yimei HaChol. They never were misaki in the set. It was not part of it. It's not built into the framework of the halacha. There's no establishment. Mitzoy Shabbos, you can't light. The Zman, when the Tarmudoi, the merchants are selling the wood for people, it's a different mitzias Mitzoy Shabbos. Mitzoy Shabbos, there's no emergency. You can sit by a shalashus until 11 o'clock at night. Yes. Some rebbes, they go, they give a shalashus until 11 o'clock at night. Gesundheit. There's no such takono of zman Mitzoy Shabbos. Just light it before sunrise, dawn the next morning. It's like bedikas chametz. It's like kriya shma. It's like mikra megillah. There's no zman Mitzoy Shabbos. There's no rush. Two different schools of thought and how to deal with Hadlokas Neiros Mitzoy Shabbos. The common approach appears to be to rush. Yeah, that appears to be. Eretz Yisrael is to do everything you possibly can do to a degree. Be normal. Don't do anything, you know. Don't go get into trouble. Don't do anything strange. But whatever you can do that's within the realm of normalcy, to finish Shabbos as early as possible, I mean, the kind of Shabbos, you should do. Daven locally. Don't go too far away when you're on him. Daven locally. Don't make the Shalashushin go over time. Things like, and don't, when you come home, you should right away, don't dilly-dally. Havdalah immediately. Everything should be done. Quick. Within the realm of normalcy, to light candles as soon as possible. That appears to be, from my observation, the common minhag. And when I've read Eretz Yisrael, it appears that's also the common accepted approach to deal with Mitzvah Shabbos. But there are exceptions. There are definitely, especially in Eretz Yisrael, notable exceptions where people are chaylik on this approach, and they hold that there was never a takana of Zman Mitzvah Shabbos. You got the whole night. Take your time. You have your shalashuris, do whatever you want, like you would do any mitzvah Shabbos. There was never a takana built into Mitzoy Shabbos. Okay, let's go now. Erev Shabbos. This is very interesting. Erev Shabbos. Let's go going back in time. Erev Shabbos. Tomorrow. We mentioned yesterday something very interesting, is that there is a hiddur, if you want to take advantage, is to daven mincha before you light candles. And we explain the reason why. Because when you light candles, you're lighting candles in honor of Shabbos. Shabbos is tomorrow. It's the next day. Mincha is the last prayer of the previous day. So if you're going to light candles for Hanukkah, and then you're going to go to Shul and daven mincha, you're going back in time. You're going back in time. I've lit candles in honor of Shabbos, which is tomorrow. And then I go to Shul and daven mincha, which is the end of yesterday, of today. So it's a contradiction. It's Tarti de Sasre. Correct? Everyone appreciate that? So what is the solution? Solution is daven mincha first. He daven mincha. Mincha is the end of today. And now I light my Hanukkah candles. I'm now looking forward. I'm looking ahead to tomorrow. Okay, fine, no problem. Here's the issue. The issue is, once you're already doing this, do you have to be machmir, to be a chumrah, upon a chumrah, to daven your mincha before plag ha-mincha? Now let me explain. There's a general problem we have called tarte disasre. Now let me explain this. Most shuls are not machmir on this, not machmir, some are machmir. There's a machloikis in the Gemara, when is the end of Zman Mincha and the beginning of the Zman of Ma'ariv? When is the latest time you can daven Mincha and when is the earliest time you can daven Ma'ariv? The one opinion holds, the latest time you can daven Mincha is Plag HaMincha. We don't follow that, obviously, which means an hour and 15 minutes before sunset is the last moment you are permitted to daven Mincha. If you do not daven mincha before an hour and 15 minutes, you can't. It's not the zman. Half. Mincha is called mincha gedola. Mincha gedola means the earliest time daven mincha. I'm sorry. Mincha getana. Mincha getana. Mincha getana is 2.5 hours before sunset. Why is that called mincha? The term called mincha gedola is the earliest time you can daven mincha. Let's go over the terminology. It's very important. The earliest time you can daven mincha is called mincha gedola. Gedola means large. You have the whole day ahead of you. Gedola. Plenty of time. When is that? A half an hour after chatzos. Chatzos, midday. Really, you should be allowed to daven mincha chatzos. But because there's really no way to determine when it's chazak, because you can't look in the sky. You look in the sky, you can't really tell where the sun is. They didn't have watches in those days. So there's a half an hour room for error, a half an hour period where a person can be off. So therefore, you're not allowed to daven mincha until a half an hour after sunset. After chatzos, midday, after midday. The earliest time you can daven mincha is called mincha gedola. Now, in the Beis HaMikdash, when did they bring it? What does mincha correspond to? The Tamid Shel Bein Harboyim. And when is the Tamid Shel Bein Harboyim offered in the Beis HaMikdash? The Tamid Shel Bein Harboyim is offered at Frelich Hanukkah. Yes. Shalom Aleichem. At Frelich Hanukkah. How are you? Okay. When is the earliest time you can daven? Join the shir, come. Honorable member of our shir. When is the earliest time you can daven? When did they bring in the Beis HaMikdash to Tamid Shel Bein Harboyim? 9.5 hours into the day. 2.5 hours before sunset. Because they had to do a lot of work. They had to do the shechita. They brought the Tamid Shel Bein Harboyim 2.5 hours before sunset. That was the moment when they offered to the Beis HaMikdash the Tamid Shel Bein Harboyim. That's what they did. Now, we daven mincha, why do we daven mincha? Corresponding to the Tamid Shel Bein Harboyim. So therefore, it would really be ideal that we should daven mincha every single day at what's called mincha kitana. 9.5 hours into the day, 2.5 hours before sunset, the same moment when they would offer in the Beis HaMikdash, Tamid Shel Bein Harboyim, is what we call Mincha Kitana. Why is it Kitana? relative to Gedoyla. Gedoyla was a half an hour after midday. Now we're going, how much time is there left to daven mincha? Well, the day is 12 hours. A day has 12 hours. 12 hours, or that was only 11 and a half. You have 11 and a half hours. Because you're davening mincha, the earliest man of mincha is half after chatzos. You have 11 and a half hours to daven mincha. When did they bring the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim? And 9 and a half hours into the day, how many hours do you have left to daven mincha? 2 and a half hours. So relative to 11 hours, 11 and a half hours, if you only have 2 and a half hours, it's called mincha kitana. Now, when does the zman of mincha end? So what do? So Chazal made this determination. They took that 2 and a half hours and they split it into two. Into an hour and 15 minutes and an hour and 15 minutes. And they were of the opinion, now there are two opinions, the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim never took more than an hour and 15 minutes. And after an hour and 15 minutes already, it's getting dark. The sun already is on its final descent. Fasten your seatbelts. The fasten your seatbelt sign is on in the world when you come to an hour and 15 minutes. We're now in our final descent. The day is coming to end. That's called plag. Plag means a half. You take the mincha ketana, you split it into two, half, half, hour and 15 minutes, an hour and 15 minutes. Let's get the terminology. With all the terms, chatzos, midday. What's midday? Nothing. Nothing changes at midday. A half an hour after midday is called mincha gedoyla. You can begin to daven mincha, and you have 11 and a half hours until sunset. How long is the day? 24 hours. The day is 24 hours.
Half an hour after chatzos is like 12:30 in the afternoon. Okay.
Shosmanios. We take
today is 11:46.
Today we're talking about we're not talking about real hours, fixed hours. We're talking about you take the amount of daylight in a 24-hour period, and you divide it into 12 parts.
12 parts of daylight.
12 parts of daylight. So when I say hour, let's talk about during the equinox.
But if you're starting at midday, 11 hours is too much. It's not good. It's not the right number. Something's wrong.
Could not be opposed to.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I made a mistake. It's 6 hours. I'm sorry. Chatzos. I'm sorry. It's 6 hours. 6 hours. Right. 6 hours. You have 5 and a half hours. Correct. I'm thinking from Shacharis, from dawn. I'm sorry. Chatzos. You have 6 hours left to the day. To the day ending. So when you could have mincha, you have 5 and a half hours until sunset. Well, we have a lot of time, so it's called gedoyla. When you get to 2 and a half hours before sunset, is less time. That's called mincha kitana. When you take that 2 and a half hours and you divide it into two parts and you look at each part, it's called plag mincha. An hour and 15 minutes before sunset is called plag mincha.
Which is it better, kitana or plag? Which is it better? To daven
mincha kitana is better. The best time to daven mincha is mincha kitana. There's no such no minyan.
You're allowed to do it from gedola time.
Correct. Now, when is the latest zman, the last moment you can daven mincha? There are two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion says the latest time you can daven mincha is plag mincha. An hour and 15 minutes before sunset. That's the cutoff. When is the earliest zman you can daven ma'ariv? Plag mincha. The moment when mincha ends, the last minute for mincha, that's the moment when you can begin to daven ma'ariv. So an hour and 15 minutes before sunset is the last moment you can daven mincha. The earliest man you can daven ma'ariv is the next second, is the last hour and 15 minutes before the sun sets. We all do that, an early Shabbos. Make an early Shabbos. Now let's go. Now what? It's called Tyre. Now let's go further. Now, that's one opinion in the Gemara. According to that man, I don't remember who it is. Who, I don't remember which one it was. If you daven mincha today, half an hour before sunset, you're not yoytze. It's bracha levatala. You said Hashem's name in vain. You can't daven mincha more than an hour and 15. Hasidim Ashkenazim do that also. You cannot daven mincha more than an hour and 15 minutes before sunset. You cannot. The last man, the last train out is exactly 1 hour and 15 minutes before sunset. And then now begins the Zman of Maariv. Now, guess what? There's still hope for us. Because there's another opinion in the Gemara that says, you know when the last moment of Davin Mincha is? The very last second Davin Mincha? Sunset. And when is the earliest man you can daven Maariv? Sunset. Sunset. That's the earliest man you can daven Maariv. So now, did you ever daven Maariv? Did you ever daven Maariv before sunset? You certainly did. You certainly did. Probably every day sometimes you can daven. You can Erev Shabbos, early Shabbos. So we've all taken advantage of the opinion that says, so we daven Maariv before sunset. Which opinion is that? The first or second opinion? The first opinion. Before sunset. After plag. That's only the first opinion. Because according to the second opinion, you're not yotze. It's a bracha levatola to daven Maariv before sunset. Had you ever daven mincha after? Have you ever daven mincha after an hour and 15 minutes before sunset?
Yeah.
Of course, all the time. But that's only valid according to the second opinion. You're a hypocrite.
Right.
You're a hypocrite. On this day, I'm davening mincha after, right before sunset. That means I hold like the second opinion. Okay, according to that opinion, the earliest man you can daven Maariv is after sunset. So how come last Friday you daven Maariv before sunset?
That should be the only time.
Because I hold like the opinion that says you can daven Maariv before sunset. But that opinion holds you can't daven mincha at that time. That's already this time when you can't daven mincha. Mincha has already been finished an hour and 50 minutes before sunset. This is what's called the Gemara. Hypocrite. Hypocrite. What is hypocrite in the Gemara's terminology? What's the translation, the Aramaic translation of hypocrite? Tarte desasre. Two things, two principles which contradict one another. Okay, hypocrite in Aramaic is called tarte desasre. How could you be? So the answer is, as long as you're not a hypocrite on the same day. You can day down the one day, and it's a new day. Listen, it's a new day today. Turn over a new leaf in life. Today, I'm going to daven mincha before sunset. But that means, but what does that result in? If I'm going to daven mincha today before sunset, that means at least today I cannot daven maariv until after sunset. Now the problem is, there are many, many shuls in the summertime. They call mincha for, you'll make a calculation, mincha is about an hour before sunset, early Shabbos. So you make a count, when is sunset, and when is David mincha? Oh, they David mincha exactly 60 minutes before sunset. That's okay. You can David mincha 60 minutes, like we follow the second opinion. The second opinion allows you to David mincha until sunset. Right? Until sunset. And then they right away do l'chun iranna, and they get up to davening the Shemoneh Esrei 10 minutes before sunset. Oh! It's the same day, and on the same day itself, you have violated Tarte Desasre. It's one thing you want to contradict yourself in one day, daven mincha, right until sunset. And then another day, you want to go daven Maariv before sunset. So you're in that same zone, which is mutually exclusive between the two opinions. Okay, it's two different days. But how dare you on the same day, in that same zone, in that same 1 hour and 15 minutes, daven both mincha and maariv? You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't do that on that same day. Yet many shuls do this.
And I thought like on Friday night, if you didn't daven early Shabbos, you should do it every week that way. You can't go back and forth all the
time. You can go back and forth. But let's just focus on this question. How can you go daven mincha and maariv both of them within the same period of time? What you really should do is you should daven the mincha before plag mincha, daven mincha an hour and 30 minutes before sunset, and then you'll daven your maariv an hour before sunset. So therefore, that's good, that's valid, that's perfectly valid according to the first opinion. Because you've daven your mincha before plag mincha, and you've daven your maariv after plag mincha. Yet many shuls, the calendar, the schedule does not work out for them to this advantage, and they end up davening both mincha and maariv between plag mincha and shkia. Is that acceptable? So some of it, so it depends where you daven. So some shuls, traditionally most shuls say it's okay. Halacha is not science. Halacha is a very unique world. it allows you to have contradictions. You can daven within that same period of Plag Mincha, and Shkia, both Mincha Maariv. The Mincha is good according to the second opinion, and the Maariv is good according to the first opinion, even though it's the same day, and it's in the same zone, time zone. Halacha is very generous. It allows you to make contradictions, even though the two opinions contradict one another. It's very generous. This is something which many of us accept as a way of life. Okay? However, there's no question about it, there are minyanim of B'nai Torah that don't go for this.
Right.
And they hold that it's not correct. And they very strategically, very carefully arrange it where they make an early Shabbos that the mincha will be before sunset. Before plag. And the Maariv will be after, or vice versa. They make an early Shabbos where they'll do the Maariv after sunset. They'll make the Maariv after sunset. You get into other issues, but let's keep it very simple for now. The Mincha will be before sunset, and the Maariv will be after sunset. They're very strategic that there should not be a violation of Tarte Desasri. Now here's what Chanukah comes into the picture. It's very, very fascinating. Let's make believe for the moment that you're part of that group. Put yourself in their shoes. And there are people, you'll be surprised, there are a lot of B'nai Torah that take this very seriously. Make believe you're part of that group. Put yourself in the shoes of these Talmidei Chachamim that are very makbid on this principle called Tarte Desasri. They will never daven Mincha and Maariv together between Plag Mincha and Maariv, and sunset. Never. Now it's Chanukah. So Chanukah, I have to daven Mincha early, because I don't want to go backwards in time. My mincha represents the end of the day, and my Chanukah candles represents the next day. So I'm going to daven mincha early. But you know what? But the only minyan I can find to daven early is after Plag Mincha. That's the only minyan. The only minyan I can find to daven early is after Plag Mincha. Now, after Plag Mincha, if I'm going to daven Mincha, I'm taking hold of the second opinion. What's the second opinion? The second opinion means that the latest time you can daven Mincha is until sunset. When does Laila then really begin? Laila begins after sunset. But when am I going to light my candles? I can't light my candles after sunset, because after sunset it's already Shabbos. So I have no choice but to light my candles during that same time zone. Isn't that also Tarte Desasri? In other words, what would be the ideal zman to daven mincha, Erev Shabbos Chanukah? The ideal zman to daven mincha would be make sure your mincha is more before Plag Mincha. Because before Plag Mincha is the zman of mincha, and mincha ends then. After Plag Mincha is the zman when you could already daven Maariv. If I could already daven Maariv, it's already viewed to be a tofel of the next day. Oh, the next day is exactly what I'm looking for, because I want to light Chanukah candles, which is the next day. So if I'm not going to be able to go and find the minyan for Mincha before Plag Mincha, maybe I gain nothing by davening Mincha before light Chanukah candles. Because anyway, it's going to be Tarte Desasri. What's the whole reason why you're davening Mincha and Chanukah before lighting candles? Because it doesn't make any sense. The Chanukah candles is the next day. Mincha is the previous day. So go in order. End off the old day and then go to the next day. If I'm going to the first light Chanukah candles, I'm looking forward to the next day. Mincha, I'm going backwards in time. But even if I do it in the correct order, I'm gaining nothing. Because if I daven Mincha, and then I Chanukah candles, if I do both of these things during the Zman of after Plag Mincha before sunset, it's Tarte Desasri. If I'm going to daven Mincha, I'm making a statement, I'm following the second opinion. And the second opinion says that the day goes until sunset. The day goes until sunset, I'm davening Mincha during after Plag Mincha. If I'm now going to light Chanukah candles after I daven my Mincha, that means you hold right now, this already is the beginning of the next day. If this is the beginning of the next day, then the mincha you daven was a bracha levatala, Because you daven mincha during the time when it was already the next day. So if you're not going to be able to find yourself a minyan for mincha before plag mincha, are you really gaining anything? Okay, do we understand this principle? Should I understand this? We have over here, we have a general principle, daven, you should not daven, there's a dilemma amongst the poskim if it's correct to daven mincha and ma'ariv, both of them during the time of between plag mincha and sunset. What's the issue? If you daven mincha, you really can't daven ma'ariv. If you daven ma'ariv, you can't daven mincha. It's tarte de sasre. How can you daven both at the same zone, the same zman? So the answer is, no. Either we're very generous, you can do it, or there are those that say you can't do it. We're now asking a question only according to those who hold you can't do it. If you hold you can't do it, what do you do when it comes to Chanukah? Chanukah on Erev Shabbos, there's an inyan to daven mincha before you light candles, because mincha is the end of the day, and Chanukah is the beginning of the next day. So when are you going to daven mincha? So if you're going to daven mincha before suns, before plag mincha, that means you're following the first opinion. The first opinion holds the latest zman daven mincha is until plag mincha. After plag mincha is begins the zman of ma'ariv. If ma'ariv, beginning of the zman of ma'ariv, what does it mean? It means now is really the beginning of the next day. You can do malacha still. It's not yet sunset. You can do malacha. Perfect. You daven mincha at 1:30 or 12:30. That's before plag mincha. That's the day. According to the first opinion, when is the beginning? When does the zman ma'ariv begin? According to that opinion, after plag mincha, that's already the zman when the next day begins. To a degree, you can still do malacha. You light your Chanukah candles, but if you can't find such a minion to daven before plag mincha, and the only minion that you daven is going to be after plag mincha, and you can light your candles there, and you're makbid, and you are strict with regard to tarti the sasrei, what have you accomplished by first davening mincha and then lighting Chanukah candles? You're a hypocrite. If you're davening mincha after plag mincha, you're making a statement, this is still Friday. And then when you light your Chanukah candles, you light your Chanukah candles during on Friday. It's not yet shayich. It's not yet connected to Shabbos. If you want to connect this day to Shabbos, because you want to sit after plag mincha already is in a portion of the Shabbos, then you can't have a mincha during this period of time. You have to have a mincha before plag mincha. It's tarte de sasre. This l'chara would be correct. However, he says something over here that is super duper over the top brilliant. And he says, even those people that are makpid, b'hakpada gemura, on tarte de sasre, and the only minion you can find today in your neighborhood, Erev Chan, on Erev Shabbos, Chanukah, is to daven mincha after plag mincha, you're still gaining something very, very valuable, even though indeed you are in violation of tarti de sasre, all right, but you're gaining something very, very valuable. And that is, in the Beis HaMikdash, what did they do? In the Beis HaMikdash, they brought the Tamid Shobein Harboyim. What did they do after they brought the Tamid Shobein Harboyim? They lit Chanukah candles. The Chanukah was right after they brought the Ketores. It was done in the middle. This is the Seder HaDvarim. Now, in the Beis HaMikdash, there are a different set of rules for night, day, whatever. But the bottom one is, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Seder. And the order is, the Tamid Shobein Harboyim, followed by the Menorah. So even though you may find yourself in a predicament that according to halacha it's tarte de sasre, okay, don't throw it away. Don't say that just because it's tarte de sasre, don't waste